This recording, Missouri 26, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I love researching genealogy. I'm convinced that every family is interesting if people will go back into their background. I started being interested in this when I was a teenager, but then I had to stop because I put myself through school and then I taught for 40-something years. So now I'm back on it. My family on my father's side went from Ireland into Scotland. And when they came to the United States, they went through Philadelphia. Many immigrants went there because the Quakers were very open to all kinds of religion because they thought everybody had this inner light and there was a lot of respect from people. Then they went on down to North Carolina. My great, great, great-grandfather was married to a Cherokee Indian. In time, my family came to Missouri. They came on a flat boat. And by the way, my great-great-grandmother, the Cherokee Indian, was named Mary Rainbow. But they came on a flat boat, and they came down the Mississippi River, and they went into Pocahontas. And the church there was one of the first churches west of the Mississippi. And if you go up there in their books, it tells about them. And my family were some of the founders of it. They have a service once a year, still in the old church. There's a tin roof there. There's the old heating stove. And along the front of the wall are these pictures of these old Presbyterian ministers that have long beards. And, you know, you look at that. And I like to go up there. It's the third Sunday in May and do that. In the cemetery are many of my relatives. And one of them was in the Revolutionary War. And he fought in Kings Mountain in the war. And he is buried there as well as other people. Well, my great-great-grandfather, who was a member there, his wife died after childbirth. And, well, or at least the children were young. So somehow he connected with a lady who went to the Methodist Church. So he went to the old McKendry Church. He was a farmer, And it, not only was he a farmer, he was a stonemason. These people were all Scotch-Irish. And by the way, you don't say Scotch. Scotch is the drink. Scot is the nationality. And I learned that, and I did not know that.